This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill into law on Thursday banning most abortions in the state. The South Carolina 35 vote on Wednesday and gave final approval in a second vote on Thursday. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit in response, effectively delaying the measure from going into effect immediately. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CNBC Thursday that President Biden will probably phase in his proposed tax increases slowly over time. Yellen said that the tax hikes would likely come as part of a larger package of legislation sometime in 2021.
That sounds confirmed.
NASA's science rover Perseverance, the most advanced astrobiology laboratory ever sent to another world, streaked through the Martian atmosphere on Thursday and landed safely on the floor of a vast crater. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Experts at AccuWeather have been estimating the economic losses from the winter storms across the country. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The economic impact has been exacerbated by the lingering pandemic, coupled with record cold readings that have pushed all the way to the Gulf Coast. Jonathan Porter of AccuWeather tells us the economic loss is at $50 billion.
Impacts to property damage, which have been quite substantial, from frozen pipes and a variety of other impacts, food spoilage, wage losses, travel impacts, damage to infrastructure, increased heating and oil costs due to supply shortages, as well as issues with supply chain and transportation of product. Very serious disaster on top of others.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
NASCAR has a road course Sunday. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wine Country is fighting period poverty. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA did the country a solid Thursday when they landed an astrobiology rover on Mars.
This is why it's so important to congratulate the NASA workforce. They landed in the Jezero crater, but not just in the Jezero crater, at the River Delta. There is evidence of an ancient river there, and that River Delta that flows into the crater, which used to be a lake bed. Landing in that is one of the hardest things NASA has ever done, and it appears, as of right now, it appears that they have successfully done that. The reason that matters is, if there is a chance to find signs of ancient life, that is the place to find it. So this is a very exciting day for NASA, for the United States, and certainly from me. Congratulations to the amazing work of the NASA team.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, joining us. Hey, Liz, how you doing other than trying to stay warm there, huh?
Good morning. Well, I'm at, upstairs, Andrew. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Someone just came to the door. I'm great. Thank you. I'm in the Northeast, and we have an enormous amount of snow, which is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And thank heavens everyone is working remotely at our house, so we don't have to get out.
It's as long as you got plenty of bandwidth, it's all good. Everybody's happy. Hot coffee.
Exactly.
Hey, it's all good.
I have to say, Bill, I did forget to get dinner last night. It was a bit slim pickings at the house, but we're managing.
well, good. Real quick, I just wanted to bring this into the conversation right off the bat. This comes from Gary Bauer. He says when Democrats weren't busy dancing on Rush Limbaugh's grave yesterday, was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
The comments people were making. I mean, how uncivil for a country that says, hey, we need to unify, right? Well, while they were doing that, he says they were holding a hearing in Congress to establish a commission to study reparations for slavery. Yes, they want to do it. Joe Biden is behind this. He wants to make sure Native Americans are included. Of course, the vast majority of Americans oppose the idea. But simply debating reparations, he says, will predictably and understandably make the racial divide in America worse. It's illogical on its face. What justice is served by forcing Americans who never owned slaves to pay money to Americans who never were slaves? And he notes an interesting factoid here is that, if this passes, he could talk to his former sidekick, the former President Barack Obama, whose ancestors owned slaves. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. I remember that as sort of an odd footnote in his career.
So this could be a double-edged sword. Hey, Barack, good news, bad news. Good news is we passed reparation. Bad news, you owe us money.
Look, I think Joe Biden, for reasons I cannot possibly determine, has jumped from one segment of the third rail of American politics to the next. He is deep now into immigration, which we all know is an unbelievably fraught issue. Mm-hmm. How he and his people think this is a way of bringing the country together, I have no idea. Every president prior to Joe Biden has stumbled on immigration. We all agree we need immigration reform. No one seems able to get that done, and yet he is plowing ahead as fast as he can. You know, I just find it so strange that he has tackled all these really high-tension topics. Gun control, he's out there with gun control measures,
right.
One of which is a really serious thing that could put gun makers out of business, this
exactly.
Idea of taking away liability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of this won't pass, but I guess the question, you do have to kind of come back to what his campaign was, which was about working across the aisle, bringing the country together. So far, there has not been an instant where those instincts or those impulses have been in control. I don't get it, Bill. And, you know, he has a honeymoon period. All presidents do. I don't think it ends well.
Did Donald Trump have honeymoon period?
No. Yeah, you're right.
Except
Donald Trump did not. He had a negative honeymoon period. You know, the marches and the vitriol were just gearing up as he took office. Honestly, I don't understand it. We have, look at the country. Probably the worst sin from Joe Biden, in my view right now, is he is playing Obama 2.0, 3.0, and going out there and telling the country still that we're in a dark, dismal place. The Wall Street Journal has an article today which talks about herd immunity being reached in April. That's like 2 months ahead of what most people are looking at. Mm. We have an economy that is robustly rebounding. There is such good news out there, and all we hear from the president is how dismal things are. You know what? With Obama, that really didn't play well. It got people depressed. And look at – and that's what's happening today. Mm-hmm. We have consumer sentiment in the tank. I mean, that's figure that one out. Just as the vaccines are rolling out, industrial production, housing, all kinds of other measures and significant segments of the economy are up very strongly, and Joe Biden is depressing people. I mean, it's amazing, really.
Yeah. Well, the thing that also amazes me, Liz, is they're putting so much into the vaccine when you've got a third of the country saying, hey, get that stuff away from me. I don't want anything to do with it. And in my question the other day about herd immunity, we have, you know, you've got a couple elements here that you have to look at, benchmarks. Not only do you have the vaccine involved, but you have the natural course of our own, you know, human bodies building up immunity over this as well. And I was asking an expert, I just said, okay, have you guys figured that in? Because, you know, we heard statements, Dr. Fauci at one point said 50%, then it became 60. I mean, the goalposts keep moving. Now it's 80% of the people have to be vaccinated in order to have, you know, herd immunity. But I said, but you're not taking with that statement. I don't hear any consideration for our bodies just naturally creating some immunity.
Well, and also the fact that there are millions and millions of people who've had this disease. We don't even know how many have had it.
Yes.
Because there's so many people who don't really develop many significant symptoms and haven't been tested. Look, we're getting through this for whatever reason, and honestly, I can't comprehend it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, well, for whatever reason, the administration doesn't want you to know that we're getting through it. But the reason is, if people become optimistic about COVID and the economy, then they can't pass this monster $1.9 trillion free-for-all spending bill, which is completely, I believe, out of bounds. Do we need some targeted help with some individuals who are unemployed or businesses which are on the brink of going under, like the airlines? Yes, we need some targeted help. Do we need $1.9 trillion? No. I mean, Bill, there's not even – I talked to Nicole Malliotakis yesterday, who is a newly elected congresswoman from New York, and Nicole says – we were talking about this bill. She said, you know, no one is even talking about the economy. They're talking about $1.9 trillion, or should it be $1.6, or maybe $2.2. And, oh, boy, we can't wait to get to the next $2 trillion bill. You know,
well, he's talking $3 trillion.
He
says $3 trillion. Oh,
and she said, you know, she tries to talk to Democrats about what's actually going on in the economy. Nobody's even interested. It's sort of like literally is not even on the table. Doesn't that just strike you as unbelievably irresponsible?
Well, not to mention when we even talk about $1.9 trillion, have you noticed how they scrubbed some of the information? They're not telling us where a lot of, you know, that money that has nothing to do with COVID is going.
That's right. That's right. It alarms me. In fact, I was when you called, I was working on a tweet, I'm embarrassed to say, to the New York Post saying, if you're going to cover this $1.9 trillion bill, which they do, of course, they have reporters working on it, please mention the single biggest, and I was researching to make sure I'm not wrong on that, certainly one of the top two or three items is this $350 billion bailout to blue cities and states that never gets mentioned. It's all about, the $1,400 checks, the incremental unemployment. Okay, what's really happening here is Democrats rewarding their own for ponying up during the election, and $350 billion, where, by the way, the states and cities, according to the Committee for the Responsible Federal Budget, kind of a misnomer,
it's a mouthful, yeah.
I've already spent $500 billion on cities and states. So
unbelievable.
This is not a new thing.
Got to go to break. We've got more from the Fox News contributor, Liz Peek, after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Martinez for We the People.
Hey, that's what we stand for. We're committed to it because we're fresh and independent. And so far, hey, we're still allowed to do this. Thank God, but the cancel culture is in full force. There's no doubt about it. But look, if we're going to rise to the level, in the highest level that we all can rise to, then we have to have freedom of speech. You know, I wrote in a recent commentary that without freedom of speech, we have no United States of America. We have no Constitution. We have no freedom. And that's what it all comes down to. She's a Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek is with us. And Liz, you know, when you think about, because you've been in business most of your life and you understand the way business operates, and the way Joe Biden is conducting business as the chief executive officer of the country, it's absolutely insane. I mean, instead of looking at the things that Donald Trump had done, the momentum, the things that he had built up, he just comes in and, you know, executes 40 executive orders willy-nilly to satisfy the hard left that compromises jobs. Now he's become, you know, job killer Joe Biden. I mean, this is just absolutely insane.
I think it's strange. And I think the only, well, and I think it is in his haste. I think he has made some significant blunders, like canceling the Keystone Pipeline got the ire up of even labor leaders, because you don't just walk in and destroy good union jobs, high-paying jobs, and then say, oh, you know, don't worry, these people will get green jobs soon. Well, what does that even mean? There are, you know, I went
back. Was he channeling his Hillary Clinton when she made that statement about canceling coal, right?
You know, it's quite extraordinary, and it shows such a callous indifference to what working people really care about and what their needs are. But by the way, the same indifference really was the hallmark, in my view, of the Obama regime. Mm-hmm. All these liberal elites, they really don't get it, that people need to work, they need to have a solid job, that our energy industries provide those kinds of jobs. They're not... you know, I understand that they're not popular with the elites because, oh my gosh, they create carbon emissions. Well, guess what? Those carbon emissions also mean that we have heat in our homes and
exactly.
that our hot water comes on when we want it. It's so boneheaded that, you know, I can't even go there, honestly.
But I
think that Biden has rushed foolishly into all kinds, I said, many third rails and of American politics. And I do not understand how he thinks that this will set him up for a successful presidency. He, in other words, he didn't have to go there. He didn't have to undo the border changes and the asylum policies that Trump put in. You remember when during the Obama years and also during the early Trump years when we had those swarms of caravans coming across the border, Americans were horrified.
Exactly.
We know if we don't have a secure border, we don't have a secure country. Mm-hmm. And to pretend that is okay and to reverse those policies, it was just stupid, Bill. I don't understand it. But by the way, my big focus this past week has been on this $1.9 trillion so-called relief bill, which is, I think, also just a gigantic mistake. For one thing, it's not going to get any Republican votes, and rightly so. It is not just about helping people who need help. It's about helping Democrats. And it's so offensive and so wasteful.
Exactly.
You know,
well, how much money still is there and is still waiting to be spent that hasn't been spent yet?
Over $1 trillion has not
yes.
been spent.
Right.
And I was looking up, I was reading this morning about, in particular, the money that's been allocated for schools has not been spent. Only, I think I'm going to make up these numbers, but it's in the Washington Times, I think, this morning. Something like 6 out of $130 billion has actually been spent. That's from the prior bill for schools. And, of course, they want another more than $100 billion more. This has nothing to do with COVID anymore. It has to do with padding school budgets in ways that presumably will help the teachers' unions, the teachers' unions who have refused to go back to work, and Joe Biden who has refused to make them go back to work. I am sure there are millions of teachers who really would like to get back in the classroom, who understand that kids are really suffering, and particularly
exactly.
poor kids and minority kids who aren't getting much of an education at all.
Right. So, Liz, I keep thinking we're going to come to that moment, kind of like with Ronald Reagan and the air traffic controllers. Remember, he told them, go to work.
Yeah.
If you don't go to work, you're out. You're out of a job. Are we going to come to that
analogy.
Crossroads? Are we going to come to that?
Well, we won't, because we've got a Democrat in the White House, and as we know, the teachers' unions funnel hundreds of millions of dollars to Democrats, and they own the party. They literally own the party. That's the tragedy.
Amazing.
And the only good news I have to say, Bill, is I think for the first time in a long time. Americans are looking at what's going on with our schools and the teachers' unions and saying, whoa, maybe they really are too powerful. Maybe they really don't have the kids' best interests at heart. And I think that's kind of a wake-up call.
You know, without a doubt. You know, you mentioned the callousness of the left, the liberal left, and their attitude towards, you know, the forgotten man and woman that just wants a job. They want to work. And, you know, do you think because of the way they're mishandling this, that this is going to raise the ire even more so as further discussion of the Hunter Biden collusion? And, you know, we're hearing more about the other tentacles of Biden Incorporated that Peter Schweitzer had reported about. And there's even new revelations coming up, and I mean, these guys didn't waste a time. In a moment, as soon as Biden was elected president, the family started sending out inquiries, you know, and saying, "Hey, you know, are the big guys in the big seat? And you know, we've got big happenings on the expectation here. You ready to do some business?"
Well, I would love to think that we'll get some attention on those things. I'm not at all confident that we will, because. Mm-hmm. The liberal media, as we know, distorts and lies, and more important, they cherry pick. They cherry pick what stories they're going to cover and which ones they aren't. For example, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, where I live, is really in hot water, and yes. Deservedly so. His policies caused unnecessary deaths among seniors. He tried to cover it up, and he lied about the cover-up. That story wasn't even picked up by left-leaning media like MSNBC and CNN until it was absolutely necessary that, you know, they couldn't avoid it.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, obviously, goes on a trip with his family, an ill-timed trip, no question about it, and you would think that he had murdered someone, the amount of attention he's gotten. It's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. But that's just how they operate, Bill, and I don't see much happening. The only thing worse than big media, mainstream media, is big tech. And I think actually if Republicans all wanted to direct their ire at one target, it should be big tech, because they think now they run the world, and they kind of do. So this skirmish going on in Australia, for those who have not read about it, you should, because
yes, this is...
it's a very interesting face-off between Facebook and Australia. And so far, Australia is holding their ground. I'm really thrilled to see it. I hope other countries stand up. The United States won't, because big tech also elected Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, but exactly. Right.
I think other countries are going to make a stand here, and it's really quite impressive.
No, it really is. And, you know, we are keeping an eye on what's happening there. And thank God. I mean, look, this thing is so massive. And this is the bad side of a globalist mindset and a globalist economy, is that not everybody, you know, goes in with one size fits all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is what they're dealing with.
But it's good to see at least a country, Australia, deciding that they are not going to allow big tech to make important decisions in their country, and they are in charge. And you know what? We need to start doing that here, too, because of all the things going on, so I have a friend who every day sends me posts on my Twitter feed showing that, you know, something I've written that gets 6,000 likes is now down to 4,000. You know,
right.
I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, really, I'm not that important. If Twitter is canceling me and kind of shadow banning me, imagine the damage that they're doing.
Well, there's no question. I mean, look, they want everybody to fall in line here. I mean, this is a coordinated effort. That is clear, and that's why, you know, our First Amendment right is so important, and here we are worrying about liability in other areas, but we don't want to talk about the liability for big tech, do we?
No, you know, by the way, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has stood up and said he's going to impose, you know, create a bill that would impose fines on
exactly.
Big tech.
I love
I'm
that
all
idea.
In.
Liz, we're out of time. We got
right,
to be continued. Thank you. Be safe and
Thank
stay
you.
Warm. Liz Pete.
You too.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
This is sponsored by IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since one in four employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
"The pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive."
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill into law on Thursday banning most abortions in the state. The South Carolina House passed the bill by a 79-35 vote on Wednesday and gave final approval in a second vote on Thursday. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit in response, effectively delaying the measure from going into effect immediately. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CNBC Thursday that President Biden will probably phase in his proposed tax increases slowly over time. Yellen said that the tax hikes would likely come as part of a larger package of legislation sometime in 2021.
Touchdown confirmed.
NASA's science rover Perseverance, the most advanced astrobiology laboratory ever sent to another world, streaked through the Martian atmosphere on Thursday and landed safely on the floor of a vast crater. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And I know you probably feel that way. I mean, with all this COVID thing, I mean, the goalposts keep getting moved. I don't blame you for being confused. I mean, you just follow, you know, the CDC, and then we got the WHO and an investigation, supposedly, where there was even an American involved in this WHO investigation of Wuhan, China, and the report that came back. I don't know how they can bear to give us the misinformation that they give us, which is clearly propaganda brought to you by the Communist Chinese. But it says, hey, that's what we have to go by. And I don't hear Dr. Fauci saying anything about it. In fact, even Dr. Fauci, who is supposedly the poster adult of COVID, and he is the go-to, you know, credible source, you know, and that was able to, you know, transition from the Trump administration into the Biden administration. He could look over his shoulder, throw a couple of darts back at Trump, just saying, you know, how maybe Trump may have messed up this whole program. And but yet you find that Joe Biden is doing pretty much the same thing that was already in play. Thank you very much, the Trump administration. Thomas Renz is with us. He's a lead attorney on several COVID-19 lawsuits, and he's here to talk about this. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. We got a little bit of rain here in Florida, but nothing like what a good portion of our country is dealing with in terms of, you know, snow and freezing in Texas and, you know, up to the Northeast as well. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a tough time right now. But if nothing else, people are getting real familiar with family members as we've got family hugs all the way just to stay warm, right?
Yeah, those hugs are scary, though. I'm sure we're spreading a lot of COVID with them.
Well, that's right. Anytime you talk about contact like that, then everybody is, COVID sensitive these days. You've been noting that, initially Dr. Fauci said, for example, we didn't have to wear masks. Now we got to wear double masks. Now we got to wear nylons over masks. There's got to be mask filters. I mean, this thing is growing. I mean, what does he have stock in masks or something? Well, what's going on?
Oh, man, I got to tell you. So the mask thing, and I'm an evidence guy. You guys have had me here. I'm pretty focused on what I can show and things like that. Kind of attorney-like in some ways. But when you talk about the mask thing, man, it just fires me up because this is so dumb.
Yeah.
It's just
you're
dumb.
Thomas, the problem, America is still trying to process. I know the whole legal field right now, after all that we went through with the second impeachment, when you've got these attorneys, attorneys of all people, which I'm sitting there going, boy, you talk about obliterating the Constitution and law for this, political, show that was put on display. I mean, that is such a disservice to the American people and to the Constitution, on its face.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing about it is that, I've heard nothing for the 4 years of the Trump administration but the fact that we need to come together. They're driving us apart. Trump's dividing us. Well, okay, so Biden's the president. Why are we still focusing on this? What are you thinking? I mean, isn't that hypocritical?
That's the problem. You see, that's all you got. When all you got is hatred, you forgot to spend any time whatsoever on anything intellectual. Any idea, any message, it's all, the message was single focus. It was all about hating Trump. And everybody pigpiled on that. The mainstream media, corporate America, big tech. I mean, just follow. And the thing is that's sad about that, Thomas, and I keep saying to everybody, this is the bad thing about hatred and about these kind of emotional feelings. And again, I keep repeating this phrase from Jordan Peterson because I found it to be so profound. It just came glaring out of his book for me. And essentially what he says that you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. I mean, this is where this country is heading. We're heading to Stupidville because we just hate one another, and we're at the point now where the most important, and I think the most important, amendment we could have, the First Amendment on which everything stands and sits upon, that, we're going to obliterate the First Amendment. Well, when you get rid of free speech, well, then, you can kiss freedom goodbye.
Well, Bill, let me tell you about that. So I testified in front of a committee for the state of Ohio the other day, and that testimony, that public testimony by an attorney speaking regarding the COVID situation was censored. It was actually pulled down from YouTube and other places. Public testimony by an attorney, and I can't get into too much on that because we're looking into some aspects of this from the legal perspective. But public testimony by an attorney, and I urge your listeners, take a look at what I had to say. You can still find it. You have to look through. It's on Rumble because obviously no one else will allow it to play. It's incredible. It is incredible what's happening. And the problem is...
the whole basis of that, Thomas, the whole basis, big tech's all in. They said, if you say anything that does not comport with the WHO, it's invalid. So, that is foundational to big tech.
Well, the problem is, though, is if science is never established. They keep talking about established science. Science is always about learning and growing and developing.
Exactly.
And what we have here is we have the politicization of science in people's lives. COVID is about politicizing people's lives and health. Mm-hmm. And also it's being facilitated by the politicization of science. Science is where we discuss. It's open. It's discourse. It's learning. It's debating. If I make a point and you can't counter it, well, maybe my point's better.
Exactly.
And that's science.
Right.
Not censorship. Not we have established this science to be true and you can't challenge it. That is never science. That is the antithesis of science.
Exactly. But we've been conditioned for this point in time. Look at what they did with global warming and, you know, climate change and all this discussion. People got invalidated. So all this is you know, it's the same dance, just a different song.
Well, and let me tell you. So right, left, middle, I don't care where you are on things. No one benefits from the politicization of science and health. No one. Ultimately, no matter what happens, the pendulum always swings. So let's say you're on the left. Well, right now you're living good. Mm-hmm. What happens when a strong right winger comes back? You remember how, if you're on the left, how did you feel with Trump?
Right.
You know,
right.
You were upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pendulum always swings, and do you really want to allow one side or the other side, whoever happens to be in control on any given day, to be able to politicize science and then justify anything that they want to do under the guise of established science?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why my question after the election, you know, how has politics served you? Are you better today because of politics, or are you worse off? And if you're worse off, which I believe the majority of the country realize that, man, we've really gone through, you know, a war here. It's just been incredible. Our heads are still spinning. Well, what value is that to you and your family? If that's the case, then maybe we shouldn't be so politically focused that we need to reengage first principles. The first principles as enumerated in our faith, enumerated in the Constitution, these moral benchmarks that need to be re-embraced for the sake of our families and our country. Maybe that's what we need to do. We made a wrong turn along the way, and we thought all of a sudden politics was more important than everything else in our lives, and look what it got us.
Oh, I tell you, and let me make something that I think, you know, if we're talking about this, there's a really important point that I haven't heard too often. So we saw the Black Lives Matter stuff last summer. We saw them protesting and you know, having the fit that they were having.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a lot of people on the right here, you know, protesting about the COVID stuff and fighting about that. You know, the one thing that both sides are protesting really is they both want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not as much of a difference between us Americans as they would lead us to believe.
Right.
The reality is there is one universal principle that we all believe in, and that's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is these scumbag politicians and scumbag special interests, they make money off of dividing us.
Right.
So instead of being able to come together under these principles that we do all truly agree on, we fight with each other.
Exactly.
We argue. We bicker. I mean, freedom's the bedrock. That's where we got to be.
Amen. That's my whole point in all this, Thomas. And I agree 100% with you. And America has to realize that we have to let go of our ideology. We're truly going to come together and be unified. We've got more from Thomas Renz on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level,
even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, he's the lead attorney on several COVID-19 lawsuits, and he's here with us. We're talking COVID, talking, you know, the heartbeat of our country. You know, America, where are we? Are we going to, as Thomas Wren says, are we going to abandon the bedrock, these founding principles, and I say first principles, that we can all agree on it, you know, as he had said earlier, you know, Thomas, you're exactly right. You know, you get people of disparate views and you get them to calm down for a moment and just say, okay, at the end of the day, what do you want for yourself? You know, what do you want for your family? And, you know, and I think we end up in about the same zip code, same destination, basically. The process may be a little bit different, but it's like, hey, you know, yeah, I can support that for you. We can make this happen. But the problem is we have these oligarchs, this ruling class, as you mentioned, that are pulling the levers, and they are steering up the emotions of the minions down below. And it's like my old drill instructor in the Marine Corps used to say, you know, he would say to us, he says, don't you sometimes feel like you're an ant in a jar and somebody's just playing with you?
Yeah, well, somewhere along the line, the United States somehow created this nobility class, and that was never meant to be in this country. I mean, it's truly an anathema to our country. You know, the nobility class are the billionaires, and they own all of the media. And they spend most of their time trying to protect and grow their interests because apparently once you're a billionaire, you don't have enough.
Mm.
So, you know, the thing is these.
Actually, you know, the problem is, Thomas, you know,
yeah.
When you're a billionaire, what happens, you become so fearful you're going to lose it. And
yeah.
that's really what's going on with these guys is they're just, you know, the Bezos and, you know, Gates and all that, you know, even with all the money they have, it's like amazing because it's like someone said to me, said that here, especially with COVID, you know, we're hearing these numbers that all these billionaires made during this past year. I mean, it's astronomical. Do you see them writing checks? Do you see them doing anything outstanding to help people who've been out of a job, to, you know, help education, do something that would serve humanity and serve the country? I mean, after all, I mean, if it wasn't for America, they wouldn't be where they are right now. But as you said, sadly, it's never enough. And when it's never enough, you're blind to the obvious.
Well, and let me give you, I think, the single most telling thing that I've seen in all of this. And, you know, God help me that it came from Elizabeth Warren. So, you know, if we recall back when the Democrats were going through their primary stuff, Elizabeth Warren said that she wanted to, everyone that was a billionaire, take half their wealth, right? And Bill Gates' response was, well, you can't do that. That's my money. Really? So, you know, these wonderful philanthropic people, because so much was made of him, oh, he's going to give all his money to philanthropy. He didn't give his money to philanthropy. What he did was he used his tax shelter so that he didn't have to pay taxes.
Right.
As Warren Buffett says, he pays less than his secretary. Well, that's because they hire very good lawyers who know how to dodge the taxes. The taxes don't apply to those people. So go ahead, raise taxes on the upper middle class. That's what we're talking about doing. Because, you know, no one's talking about actually taxing the people who are trying to control everything. Yeah, that would never fly. Yeah, so this whole thing, it's all smoke and mirrors. And whether you're on the D side or the R side, one thing that you got to recognize is there are puppet masters pulling the strings. And, you know, when we get a good, honest politician that's willing to speak out, they're ran through the mill.
Oh, they crucify him, no doubt. Yeah, exactly. We've gone through it. They've crucified him to the point that he's dead, and they go, no, we got to make sure he's really dead. I mean, it's endless, you know.
Yeah.
But if, again, to your point, though, they're spending so much time on that instead of doing important things like, you know, hey, let's take care of this COVID deal. Let's really have a reasonable conversation and some solutions here. I mean, Joe Biden has been in office. You know, he's claiming like he's the creator of everything. But basically what he's doing is, you know, he picked up the ball from Donald Trump. And I don't see him doing anything innovative or expanding in any great measure what was already in play.
Well, you know, the thing is we had a one of our lawsuits is really about science here, right? And it was interesting because in Biden's executive orders, he said he really wanted to be focused on the science. Okay, I can get behind that if it's true. But here's the thing. We're suing right now the DHHS. We're suing them because they've lied. They've outright lied. So, you know, they changed the way that you count deaths. They changed, they've got these PCR tests out. And the instruction manuals for the PCR tests say these don't diagnose COVID-19.
Yes.
I mean, there's a disclaimer in them. And, you know, the incredible thing about it is that nothing about this is science. It's all about misleading people and creating fear. Now, that's not to say it's not a real disease. It is.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize it is. But, and it has killed people, but it's not what they're saying. You don't need to run around with a godforsaken stupid mask on your face. It won't do any good, first of all. Second of all, it may actually do harm. So, you know, I mean, this is just unbelievable from beginning to end. And the fact of the matter is because I and other people are speaking out about this, we're being censored, we're being maligned. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, there's been, you know, if you have ears to hear, there, you know, people in, you know, you're speaking out quite loudly here on the show. We've had people, other experts saying the same thing. Even had a doctor who's, you know, I think she's got 30 years of experience in dealing with vaccines. And she herself just flat out says, hey, look, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I'm not going to give it to my patient. I'm going to give it to my family. Because there's still too many questions that remain on this. And, you know, and that's the other thing we're not hearing about here, Thomas, is we're not hearing the downside and the ill effects of these vaccinations. And there are reports that this thing isn't all roses and rainbows here.
Well, there's more than reports. So here's the thing. My entire family is vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vax guy.
Mm-hmm.
I will not get this COVID vaccine. My family will not get this COVID vaccine. And there's just no way that I'm going to change on that anytime in the near future. If you read the EUA,
the government document that authorized this, and you go through, this was not properly studied, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many, many, many experts I'm working with. It was not properly vetted. It was not reviewed. I mean, what you have is a rush job to get an experimental vaccine through, and then you see just the endless cover-ups that are occurring right now. You know, you see people like Hank Aaron and all these people who, you know, they're okay. They take the vaccine, and within a couple of weeks, they're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You know, maybe the
is that what happened with Hank Aaron? He was recently inoculated or vaccinated?
According to a couple of my doctors who reviewed the publicly available data regarding him, they felt pretty strongly that it was probably in reaction to the vaccine.
A reaction to the vaccine.
I don't know that for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's debatable. We don't have access to his medical records or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, we had a reporter up in Detroit who was perfectly healthy in his 60s, took the vaccine, and I think within a day or two was dead. I mean, we see this all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, the politicization of people's lives and health. You know, now, I can connect a couple dots for you. I don't know if I've done this on air, but, you know, we talked about the billionaires, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is a group out there. It's called Resolve to Save Lives. Resolve to Save Lives is funded by the Zuckerberg Foundation, the Bloomberg Foundation, the Gates Foundation, and some others.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bunch of very politically connected people running it, and, you know, they're behind a lot
these
of
these American oligarchs, basically, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're behind a lot of the response that's occurring on an international level to the COVID, right? They're behind this. They're working behind the scenes. Well, isn't it interesting if you follow through those foundations that are just there to help people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you look at what sort of ownership interest they have in the various, medical companies that are producing either vaccines or
exactly.
other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to wonder, is there a conflict there? You
well,
know,
Fauci
I mean,
the same way, right? I mean, and he claims that he has no interest, but I'm going, well, there's just too much evidence that says you have interest.
Well, you know, I mean, listen. For us to allow federal officials to be able to make anything or to have any patent ownership interest on any drugs where they could make money off of it,
mm-hmm.
that's just wrong on every level. I mean, these people, we're asking these people to determine, you know, make determinations about our health, and then we're allowing them to have financial incentives that will color that. I mean, that to me is truly absurd. And the fact that we have, you know, people that own patent, have patent interest in some of this stuff is just mind-blowing.
Well, this is like insider trading. And you know, it took many years and the exposure by Peter Schweitzer with what was going on. And finally, you know, Congress was so embarrassed, they finally had to say, okay, we won't do any more insider trading. But, I mean, they've gotten away with this for a long time. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, this was like a side hustle for her.
Well, you know, you're right. It is. It's very shady. And one of the things that's really incredible about this, and I think especially nefarious, is the fact that right now, in this instance, we're actually talking about people's health and lives. You
exactly.
do have a disease out there that has killed mm-hmm. people. But what's the right way to deal with it? You know, most of the public health experts are saying, you know, a very targeted response, keep the people who are at risk safe and let the rest of us get back to our lives. But that's being covered up.
Exactly.
You know, no one's
well part of their worldview, though, Thomas, you got to remember, they think that there's too many people on the planet already. So that if we lose, you know, a couple million people, hey, we're thinning out the herd. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, if you're a believer that the humans are destroying the environment and so we're nothing but locusts, I suppose that would probably make sense. I kind of
got to leave it there. We're out of time. Thomas Renz right here. Thank you, Thomas.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of